Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It's the 10th day of Christmas, so keep on proclaiming this truth. The sermon today will not seem very merry, though, because our gospel lesson tells us about something very tragic that happened. This is usually celebrated on December 28th, marked as the Day of Remembrance of the Holy Innocents. All baby boys, 2 years and under, were ordered to be slaughtered by the king of that region. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Joseph was warned in a dream, Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. What does it take to cause a leader to order the murder of so many young children? Sin. Herod was a terribly sinful man. If this is all you know about Herod from history, this is but a drop in the bucket in his mind. Herod ordered his own sons killed for fear that they would try to take his throne from him. And so when he was told of a king that was born, he ordered the murder of all the baby boys, 2 and under. What would it take to cause an official to do such a thing? Well, the thing is that we do this all the time. Many of our elected officials, those who are voted into their offices, condone and even promote this same thing. All boys 2 and under murdered. But are we in any better shape in America or in our world? When we look at the numbers for 2019 from the World Health Organization, they list the top 3 causes of death in the world. So in 2019, the highest one was heart disease, claiming the lives of 9 million in the world. Stroke claimed 6 million lives, and COPD claimed 3.5 million. Now in 2020, the only thing you heard about day after day were death statistics, and then case statistics. But the fact is that in the year 2020, 1.8 million people were listed as dying with COVID. 1.8 million. And that's all they could ever tell you about. But think about these numbers. That was 1.8 million in the whole world died with COVID. Abortion in 2020 killed 42.7 million babies throughout the whole world. 42.7 million. Did you hear about that in the news? No. Instead, we elect men and women to lead us that promote these things. In Argentina, just this last week, abortion was legalized. And you can see crowds upon crowds of people going into the streets to celebrate. Young men and young women going into the streets, piling upon each other to celebrate the legalization of murder of babies. 42.7 million. Not even listed as a cause of death for our World Health Organization, for the UN, or for the United States of America. We are much worse than Herod. This Holocaust has gone on year after year. And it is only going to get worse until Christ comes or until we can change the hearts. But as long as Christians continue to sit and say nothing, nothing will change. If we are quiet and we say nothing, how are babies who are unborn going to speak for themselves? They have no voice. God has called us to be their voice. I take no pleasure in standing in this pulpit and proclaiming the truth that God gives me to proclaim. In fact, this is always one of the hardest topics for me to talk about year after year, and yet I have to, because God compels me to, and He compels you to stand up for little children as well. You have been told that it's none of your business. My body, my choice. Murder is business, and they have no voice for themselves. St. Peter writes, "Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?" We have allowed this Holocaust to go on year after year. We deserve nothing but punishment, death and destruction, all a part of God's wrath for doing nothing. Judgment begins at the house of God. We can no longer sit idly by and do nothing and say nothing. For we are called to speak the truth. Even if the world despises for you, you will proclaim the truth. Because on that last day, you will stand before God as your judge and give a testimony and an account. God desires us to speak the truth, even if the world wants you dead for it. And so we must. We must hear God's word and proclaim the truth. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children. Imagine being a mother trying to save your little child as the government comes to slaughter. Please understand that your tax dollars and my tax dollars go to fund this within our own country. Planned Parenthood murders a baby every 91 seconds. And yet we pay for it. Our tax dollars pay for it. Our ancestors stood up to much less, recognizing that it was a great cost, and yet we sit and say and do nothing. Abortion, in my mind, is one of the most atrocious things that we have allowed and continue to allow. But I can also tell you this. It is a sin that Jesus Christ died for. For every woman or man has ever promoted it, for every doctor who year after year performs it and encourages young women to do this, Jesus Christ died for them. And for every baby who was torn apart, who had been knit together by God, fearfully and wonderfully made, Jesus Christ died for them too. That's how much our God loves each and every person that He knits together. And that is why it is so atrocious and so hard for us to sit and do nothing. May God forgive us. May God take away His wrath. And in case you think this isn't something you can talk to your children about, I want to share with you this morning a book that CPH published just within the last month. A book that we've had at home, a book that I'll set out there after this. A book that will encourage you to teach your children about the wonderful beauty that is the life of preborn children. I know you can't see the pictures here today, but I want to read this book to you from the pulpit today. And I encourage you to check it out, buy it, and read it with your families. It's called Alive Before You Were Born, God's Gift of Life. Before you were born, God knew you and loved you. Before you were born, God sent his son Jesus to save you. Before you were born, God was creating you. And in this, we see a picture of a husband and wife looking at the little feet on an ultrasound. An ultrasound is a beautiful picture of God's creation. It allows us to see this life, to see the nose, the face, the heart beating, to see this life that God has knit together. Before you were born, God had a plan for your life. Before you were born, God formed all the parts of your body. Before you were born, God decided you would be a boy or a girl. Before you were born, your heart was beating. Before you were born, God was feeding you. Before you were born, you took little naps. Before you were born, you sucked your thumb. Before you were born, you could feel pain. And in this picture, we see twins in the womb. One twin kicked the other one, and so his face is sad from the pain. Before you were born, you could move around and be happy. Before you were born, you kept growing all the time. You were alive before you were born. That was you before you were born. When you were born, you took your first breath of air. It was just the next step on your journey of life. God knows you and loves you always. A picture of baptism. Praise him. Babies that can feel pain, their lives are ended, and we do nothing, and we say nothing. The time has come for it to end. The time has come for all of Christendom to stand up against it. But that's kind of hard in our current setting, isn't it? When you have Christian churches who actually pay for their workers to get abortions, like in the ELCA. These things cannot continue. They simply can't. And so let us be a voice this day and every day moving forward until Jesus Christ returns or this atrocity is ended. Let us be a voice for the voiceless, a voice of Jesus' love, a voice of his truth. Until that day, the church sings, "This is the Christ, our God Most High, who hears your sad and bitter cry. He will himself your Savior be from all your sins to set you free." Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.